There was an initial reaction of dollar demand and downside pressure on U.S. equities in the immediate aftermath of the U.S. CPI release before the market was able to take it all in and get back to feeling good about more Fed rate cuts than less in 2024. The initial reaction was to the stickier core CPI component before things turned around as market participants chose to focus more on overall inflation, which has been trending lower as per the softer year-over-year CPI print. And so the dollar is right back under pressure, and U.S. equities have been bid back up as we come into the latter portion of the week. The yen has finally come under some pressure and even some added pressure on Thursday after Japan producer prices were softer than expected, which reduces some of the expectation for a Q4 BOJ rate hike. Another currency worth mentioning is the pound, which will be looking to recover from Wednesday's disappointing UK GDP and industrial production prints. And of course, a lot of the attention for today will be on the ECB event risk. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar overall come from German wholesale prices, some ECB and BOE speak, the already alluded to ECB policy decision, Canada building permits, US initial jobless claims, and US producer prices. That's all for now.